What's up, everybody? Here, Albie Can here.
Hello.
Jules here.
Hi, guys.
It's nice to see you both.
Thank you.
I we are up at the Don's.
We are.
We are in MB, and it's a different kind of date today because we had a very long foul day yesterday.
We did. Foul was here in like true spirit, really.
Holiday spirit.
It was. It was a spirited foul.
It was.
What can we call it?
Oh.
Santa foul?
Chow? No, we already have a chow.
Yeah, we have chow. Chow's chill owl.
It was Christmas owl.
Holiday owl.
Maybe, foul. Sure. How?
Holiday foul.
Holiday foul. That's fine.
Or how? Holiday owl. You're right. How?
Yeah, we, I don't know what happened, but I woke up at like 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was like, yo, Chow's, we got to be productive. And went to Lowe's because Marky freaked out about these little Mickey lights. Next thing I know, they got this like little boombox thing that is like synchronized to lights and, you know, plays all these Christmas.
Was that a boombox? I thought that was the actual lights.
Well, no, there's a little stereo that comes with it.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So I'm like, all right, let's, I can't not get this,
no,
right?
No, must. I would have bought
it. So they've got icicles and like really random Christmas lights and all that. And then there was a little mini light thing. And I'm like, well, if you're going to buy all this, you can't not get that. Next thing I know, we're buying like a Christmas village. And I'm like, all right, let's see how this whole thing goes. So we did our first little impromptu lighting of the house. Mm-hmm. But before we get out there, me and Chels are like going through all the stuff, and we had a little, I wouldn't call it a tiff, but it was like a little silent argument that we had in our heads, I think.
Really?
We were like, so we were going through this, you know, and they, like I said, they had the icicles, and then they had the Christmas lights, and then they had these like little pathway lights, right? Mm. So I want the icicles. Mm-hmm. Chels looks at me and she goes, yeah, but are you going to put them on? I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, are you going to put them on? I'm like, don't get something that you're not going to put on.
Why wouldn't you put them on?
Well, but she's maybe not understanding that, like, I can be handy.
And that I can be a handy person. Holiday Al.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Al is here.
So I'm like, well, what would you suggest? She goes, well, let's get the ground ones. Like, that's easy enough. You just stick them into the ground. And I'm like, well, there are Mickey ground ones, a Mickey head over there that I want to like light the path to the house because you obviously need one of those.
Right.
And she's like, well, I just think, you know, you should get the ground ones. It's easier. You're not even going to hang these up. Besides, anyway, as the artist in the relationship, I know what, you know, I would think my opinion matters. And I looked at her like, yo, and then proceeded to procure the icicles and say, I'm buying the icicles. That's that. Okay, not necessarily like that. Well, I didn't even say anything. I just grabbed the icicles and I walked away.
Hal grabbed them.
We come back. I grab my dad. And I'm like, yo. Yeah.
Come outside and set this shit
come
up,
on,
yo.
Let's go, dude. We get the staple gun. Let's get this shit popping. So me and dad get the whole thing set up, and then it turned out to be a joyous
It was magical,
day.
I will say that. I did not know what it was, and he kept texting, like, hurry up and come with the kids, dress them warm, we have the lighting ceremony. I had no freaking idea what he was talking about at all. I didn't even ask. I was like, whatever, okay. Didn't even know what we were talking about. He kept saying the house lighting. I had no clue what he was talking about, no idea what house. So I come. Mm-hmm. I really didn't even prepare because I half didn't believe what he was saying. I half didn't even process it. So then we get here and he's like, come on, let's go. We got to do the house lighting. Like, all intense. So we go outside. I did not know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And he does the whole thing. We do a whole countdown. Oh. The lights go on. And I was like, oh my God, Hal, this is so awesome. It was so nice. It was so magic. The kids loved it. It was like a moment. It was a moment.
So the kids were having all fun. But yeah. The reason I'm bringing this up is I have to commend Josh, who really had my back at the lighting.
Well, Josh was singing.
Well, this
loudly.
Is what I'm saying. So Josh, nobody really knows what's going to happen except me. So when I'm like, there's a lighting, they're expecting just lights. They don't know that this shit is synchronized to music.
Yeah, we didn't know about the boombox to this moment.
So I light it, right? They go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I light it, and then Josh looks at everybody. It's like there's this weird half second of awkward silence, right? And Josh just goes, Rudolph the Red Nose, just like that.
He was like that movie that, you know, when Santa has to go on the sled and you have to sing loud for everyone to hear. He was alone.
Yo, singing. He was trying to create a moment. Yeah, like, let's make the kids sing, I guess, because, like, this is kind of lame. It's just a bunch of lights. And then all of a sudden, he's swallowed up by this, like,
boombox
orchestra. Yeah. This, like, this, you know, this whole thing.
He continued to sing, though, even though it was not the right song.
At that point, he you know, I just felt like he was.
He embraced your moment.
Yeah, he did, and I felt bad for him because he looked foolish.
He did look foolish in everybody's Instagram video. All you hear is Rudolph the Red in the background, like, of not the song playing on the boombox. But whatever, he tried.
Yes,
magic was created. Yes. It was a magical moment.
And the icicles won.
Yes, and then he continued to play the boombox the entire night, like, all night long. Hours later, Al still kept the display on 100% for visitors to go see. If anybody were to visit,
they could
go see the lighting.
If you'd really have to intrude, not even so much a visitor.
You'd have to break in and then go outside.
It would be
in the
a problem.
Right.
But
but you would be able to see it.
Just in case.
Right.
Yeah, it was there.
It was available.
It looked great.
It was a good little day.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was nice.
We were texting, and then all of a sudden, Al sends a video. He's like, I did good, right?
He was very proud. Hal was very proud of his display, which he should be. It was very beautiful.
It was.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way.
Yeah. Just had to warm up with something, guys.
Yeah.
It's feeling early around here.
Yeah, it is.
We have a chime.
Oh, okay.
Would you like a chime? Have we got any beaks?
We have some beaks, especially from the teepee question.
Teepee?
The whole discussion we had on feces last week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So people have embraced the beak.
Yeah, they have, definitely, especially on Instagram. And I tell them to email us because the Instagram gets overloaded sometimes. The beaks.
Okay, got it.
Beak. All right. Beak. Keep your beaks in the bag. Here's a chime.
All right.
Dear Albie and Candace. There you go, Ken.
Ooh, I'm in the title. I like it.
Jules, do you get offended but they don't put your name in there?
No, it's fine. I understand. Maybe sometimes. Maybe a little bit, but it's fine.
I'm the gatekeeper. I love
That's
the name.
What I'm saying.
I would like the name too, Jules, if I were you. Don't worry.
And I'm reading from one of the famous Jules rundowns. So
it's
I have my
now.
Bolds.
Jules prints it really large.
It's huge. It's so big.
It's so big.
Dear Albie and Candace, this is probably different from most of the emails you guys get, but I wanted to say thank you. I'm not sure if you remember this episode, but a little over a year ago, I went through a very traumatizing experience of my life when I found out I had herpes. I remember this.
Yes.
It was a very difficult time in my life. I was going through an unhealthy relationship where my partner was unsupportive and refused to come to the ER when I was going through severe pain. When I would try to cry, he was very dismissive and told me to get over it. At the time, I had only confided in my roommate and a close friend. I wrote you both at a time I was depressed and truly unhappy. When I was asking how to deal or cope with my situation, I felt so relieved to hear how understanding you both were. I remember that was Candace's first episode, and I was so glad she was on once hearing her advice. That episode really gave me the confidence to move forward with my life. I used to panic that no one would want to be with me after him because of my situation, but your advice really helped me more than I can say. Anytime I would worry that a fear of mine, I'd listen back to that episode. It was like two friends saying I was going to get through this. I am no longer with that ex-boyfriend. Now it's someone who is understanding, accepting, and truly loves me. Thank you for your advice. It means more to me than you know. Sincerely. Anyway, did she say nay or anything? Like,
No.
It was anonymous.
Sincerely anonymous. That makes me happy. We helped.
This is a show of compliments.
Yes.
This young lady right here, we obviously, like, look, we do what we do here.
Yeah, right.
Okay? And I'm very, very glad we're out here, you know.
We're out here changing lives.
Yeah, just putting smiles on people's faces.
Right, I love that.
Christmas lights to herpes. We got you.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Love it.
We got it.
Christmas lights to herpes.
That was nice. That was a year ago. How long does Candace have her own anniversary on Dear Albie? And does Jules have an anniversary on Dear Albie? Do we know? Can we look that up?
We can, yeah. I'll look it up right now.
All right, yeah. I was like, oh, God, sounds like.
Do you remember your first episode on Dear Albie?
I think it was before that, but I don't know.
Yeah, but.
There were some random ones in the beginning, but then, like, the real flow started at one point. It might have been then. I don't know.
It was around then.
Yeah. Well,
when I saw that email, it kind of, like, made my day. I'm like, oh, like. The stuff that we say, it can change
for
lives.
Some people.
So
it matters.
Some people
it does not. But some people it does matter. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy. Very happy.
Anyway, we have another one from the bag.
Oh.
Okay. This is very, we're very radio voice today, too. It's like, oh, well, another one from the mailbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Another one. Another one. The early show is different vibe.
It is early. That's not that early, but it's early for us. I'm awake fully. My children had me up at 7 o'clock.
It is 10:30.
Yeah, my children, I'm up at 7.
This is not early.
What time did you wake up?
Oh, like 9:57.
Yeah, but Fal was here last night.
So
Fal was in full effect,
too. Yeah, you're dealing with what you have left of me.
Guys, you want to know what Al did? Fal? You don't know what Fal did? Look, Al loves these stories. He's smiling already.
I want to know what he did.
So yesterday, you know how like Al does those walking tours? No one believed me when I wrote this in my group chat. Mm-hmm. But Al really, really, really watches these walking tours like on the TV. Like, you know, you could put like walking tour through Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
like yesterday we ordered Chinese food and then Al said, oh, we have to put a walking tour on to get us in the mood. And he made us do a walking tour through China and
a walking tour Tokyo. And then you're just on the streets of Tokyo while you're eating your sushi.
Magical Disney music in the background as we're eating our Chinese food. So that was first. So then what he did, we had the children here, and he made them all sit in the living room and he stood behind them with Josh. And they did the walking tour of Splash Mountain. It's a virtual ride.
Yeah, it's you ride. So any walking tour or virtual ride, people just take like a GoPro and strap them to themselves and walk. Right. So it's like going for a walk, but you don't actually go anywhere.
Or going on the ride when you're not there.
I find it fascinating.
So virtual ride. So we were watching the Splash Mountain virtual ride, and we waited till they got to the top of, you know, when you splash, you know?
Right.
And he dumped water on them when they hit the thing, like, as it, you know, to give the real effect. So Al was definitely foul last night.
Oh, yeah.
He was hardcore in it. I feel like he's suffering. I think he might be suffering right now. I think this is suffering.
It's not hungover so much as I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, you were up.
And it was a lot of energy.
It was a high energy night. It was a good night. So, yeah. So if Al is a little bit sluggish, this is why. He did a lot of magic last night. Created a lot of moments. Anywho, so he's suffering. But that's why the vibe is a little bit different. You know, Fal came.
A very, very soft-spoken vibe today.
Yeah, now Chal is here. Anyway. Chill, Al.
Hi, dear Alvy team.
Yeah.
I hope you are all doing well. I've been listening for a while now, and I have to say this is my favorite podcast to listen to. Duh.
Yeah, of course.
I'm writing because I just got out of a long-term three-year relationship. I'm excited to get out there again, but I'm also nervous because I was single for 2 years prior to dating him. I just remember how hard it was to find the right person. My ex had done a lot of horrible things in our relationship that I couldn't get past. Messaging other girls to meet up, one time having sex with me when I said no. Jeez.
Damn.
It has been years since these things happened, and I know that people can change, but I couldn't move on from these things. It took me a long time to get any confidence to finally initiate the breakup. This has been difficult for me because my family doesn't live close. And he was all I had. I am now afraid being alone and missing him so much that it won't allow me to move on and meet other people. Any advice? Thank you. Jesse.
Yeah, I have advice. This reminds me of one of my friends that we all know. One of my friends that we all know does stuff like this. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm very, like, not cold, but I can control my emotions very well. I feel like you got to tell yourself, like, yo, that's done. Block it out of your head and move on right away. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to become jaded. And once you're jaded, it's very hard to get out of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my advice to you is to control your emotions the best that you can. I allow myself to be sad for, like, an hour. You're allowed to be sad for 1 hour. And then after that, you forget it. Done. And move on. Because otherwise, you're just going to waste your time. We've already wasted enough time on this individual. We're not going to waste more time getting over it. Right. You know what I mean? It's not worthy of that. So just give yourself an hour and then move on. I know it sounds harsh, but that's the way I do it.
I think an hour is hard, though. Like,
no.
You think?
Just set a clock.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be sad. Think about that. Now, you wasted all these months on this idiot, okay? You're going to want to waste 6 more months getting over it? No.
No.
No. 1 hour. That's all it's worth. 1 hour. And then you're going to wake. After that hour, you're going to be like, all right, I don't care. Every time you think about it, do something else. keep yourself busy, get a hobby, do whatever you got to do. That's it.
I feel like you drag shit on forever.
No.
No,
when am I ever like, for a long time, no, I don't. Because even I tell Christine this all the time, too. She gets very upset over little things. Not little things. That's not a little thing.
I think other people are, I think people process stuff differently.
Of
like
course.
There are some people that I tend to be somewhere in the middle where it's like you know, I'm only gonna give this like a day.
You're pretty good at getting things done.
Like, but I what I've found is it's like movement is medicine,
right?
Like if you just start moving
busy.
Around, you know,
that's
just
true.
Get to work on stuff.
Hobby
works. Hobby's definitely fine. And then, like, just go out there and start meeting people. But if you've got issues with the guy, okay, being alone isn't the same thing as being with somebody that you shouldn't be with.
Right, is a douche. Right.
Like, at that point, you know, you're just really reacting on the fear of the unknown, which is like, oh, hey, I'm afraid of being alone, when instead you might be robbing yourself of some really, really good stuff. So it's not it is not a end. It is a new beginning.
Exactly.
You must look at it as the beginning.
Don't waste any more time. That's the way I see. Time is limited in life, guys. It's very limited. I've learned that recently. Life is short. Wasting time over being upset over things like this.
But say you, Jules.
Definitely.
Yeah, what do you think, Jules? Are you...
I don't think you should be afraid of being alone. And if anything, like, get used to being alone. Become more of your own best friend. If you feel like you're going to be on a new journey with this. Like, if anything, like, look back, like, self-reflection, too, and work on yourself. Because if you came from a horrible relationship, you know, now you know what you don't want. So work on things that will just better yourself. And also, when you meet that right person, you can spot the things that you do want in a relationship.
Very good point.
Don't be afraid of being alone. You know, I think, like Al said, you can't be afraid of the unknown. Like, I think better things, great things are coming.
Yeah, and you know what else about she said she's afraid that it'll hinder her from finding somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
It's very true, because I feel like if your entire energy, all your energy is being used up to be sad or think about the past or like think about, you know, like should I go back, like that kind of thing, mm-hmm. you're not leaving any energy available for something new. You're using all that energy on that. So if you want to find someone new, you have to free your energy up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And put it into something new.
Definitely.
So it is true, it will hinder you from finding somebody else because of that. So you have to just, like I said, give yourself a time limit, and then whether it's an hour or a year, whatever. I think a year is a little crazy, but whatever. Give yourself a time limit, and then after that, move on and be done with it.
Can you set an alarm for a year?
No.
No. Maybe like an app. I think they have a countdown.
Oh, yeah. Can't you just put a counter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. Yes, like the Disney app, which I love.
But you never also know where – you have to be open-minded and know what you want, and if you're not getting what you want, you got to be okay with being alone, because being alone is better than getting something you don't want.
Yeah, sometimes being alone is nice, guys.
And you don't know what happens down the road. Literally in this case. Yeah. Okay, listen to this little chime here. Oh, I read ahead.
Cheem.
Here's a cheem. Cheem is good.
Cheem.
Hey, guys. My name is Kendall, and I live in Lewes, Delaware. Is that how you say it? Lewes? Lewes.
Yeah, Lewes.
You think it's Lewes?
Yeah. What else would it be? Lewes?
Lewes? I don't know.
Lewes.
All right. Lewes.
Anyway, Kendall. A few years ago, I called for an Uber to give me a ride back to my car in town. At the time, I worked at a local restaurant in town and was late when we got off, so I got a ride home after work from a friend. Usually, I could find a ride, but on that particular day, I couldn't, and so I called trusty Uber. Much to my surprise, when the driver showed up, he was very cute. We had a nice chat on the ride home, and when he dropped me off, I thanked him and went on with my day. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks went by, and he messaged me on Facebook. He said, I hope you don't think this is weird that I'm messaging you, but would you be interested in going to dinner or hanging out sometime? And I was like, yes, I would love to. We went out for dinner, and he was just as charming and cute as I remembered. We had a great time, and while the rest is pretty much history, we got engaged a little over a year ago, and we were supposed to get married this past September, but due to COVID and restrictions, we had to reschedule for April. We are super excited. Hope you guys enjoy this cute meet story as much as I do. It's meet cute story. This meet cute story as much as I do. Kendall.
That was a chime from the Berkeley episode with the group. We talked about like meeting people in the most unexpected places. So that was her little her little story about that.
Speaking of that episode, did we get any of those sorority stories?
Oh, yeah, we got a ton of those.
Did we really?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. But, yeah, she sent it on Instagram. I'm like, that is so cute. Please email us the full story.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't know. And if she was all closed off.
Right. If her energy was focused somewhere else, if she was sitting in that Uber dwelling on somebody from the past, she wouldn't have even been looking at that dude.
No.
No, see? Clean the energy.
Did he break the Uber rules?
Other rules?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's like.
Code of conduct?
Do you think Uber's like, hey, don't reach out to people after you drop them off?
I mean, maybe. It sounds like something that should be a rule. But then, in this case, that's also fine. Or what if you leave something in the car? You should be able to reach
back out. Oh, they can get in touch with you. Like, that's a thing.
Oh, it is a thing. Well, I don't know. I don't Uber ever. Do you know that? I don't even have the Uber app.
No?
No. I don't know how to use it. One time I downloaded it because I actually needed to Uber somewhere and I couldn't figure it out. I said, forget it. And then I made Lauren Uber it for me. I don't know.
I don't have it alone.
I usually have my car. I'm one of those people that like always need my car and have to drive. So chances of me needing an Uber, I mean, it's happened, but not often. Lauren loves to Uber. Lauren Ubered to work the other day from her house.
Why?
I don't know.
She and just then walk.
I know. I was like, Lauren, we could have just like you could have driven or we could have picked you up. Like her work, her house is like literally a minute drive from the store and the salon. So I said, we could have just come and got you or no, I just wanted Uber. I'm like, why? And then she was sitting in the store. And after a while, like she's like, all right. And she just gets up and gets into the back seat of a mystery car and drives away. So I text her, did you just Uber home? And she's like, yeah. I go, why? I could have driven you home. It's right up the street. She's like, nah, I'm just going to Uber. Why? Lauren likes to be driven.
See, yeah, first of all, there's a little bit of that, I'm sure. Second, like.
People really love to Uber places.
And Uber in the burbs is so different. Like, it really depends, like, big time where you're Ubering, like, the to and from. Like, my down-the-shore Uber is a totally different experience than my Hoboken Uber.
Oh,
like,
sure.
My Hoboken Uber, like, you call an Uber in Hoboken, you're calling a cab.
There's
like,
a million of them. They're just flowing around.
It's just, ready to drive. You're never waiting more than 2 minutes, okay? All these guys are like, look, we are here to shut the door behind you, and I'm dropping you off.
It's an experience.
And 9 times out of 10, I'm driving you to the other side of town. Those guys are thrilled to be alive.
Right.
They're just like, well, I mean, like, you know, they're annoyed that they're in traffic and shit, but they're just like,
that's the thing.
I'm driving you up and down Washington Street. That's what I'm doing. Okay?
An Uber.
You call an Uber in Asbury Park or Long Branch or something like that, they're faster than it was, but like
in the summer, it's probably better.
There is a fear that they have, these guys.
They don't like it.
Because all of them, and I've asked this question, I've now become, to combat like when the Uber driver talks too much, I now, every once in a while, turn on where I am the passenger that talks too much or asks too many questions because some of you guys deserve it. Okay? Right. So, question I like to ask. This is a fun little one if you guys ever get an Uber. Where's the longest you've ever had to drive somebody? Now, that doesn't seem like a big deal.
No.
Okay? But Uber drivers don't see where they're going until you get in the car.
I would never be able to do that.
And, like, you're not allowed to be like, nah. Okay.
What? What if it's like Virginia?
Now you can. You can say, yeah, no, whatever. But if you report that, that's a big deal in the Uber community.
They get a strike?
I don't know, but there's consequences, right? Everybody that Ubers down the shore is terrified you're going to get in that car and be like New York City. Okay?
That can happen.
Because that is really, really easy. It can 100% happen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids that are from North Jersey, the Bennies, as we are called. Okay.
That's the name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bennies?
Get in an Uber and like, yeah, just take me back up to Wayne. No big deal. And like, because they're like, they'll pay the 100-something bucks
right
to get driven up north. Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, this sucks because you got to go all
pissed.
The way up there.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple times, like, I've gotten an Uber and I asked people that question. And a guy said, dude, no lie. I got into an Uber, started my day. I was up in North Jersey. The guy types in Florida.
What?
Because dead ass serious. Florida. I said, what'd you do? He goes, I had nothing going on. It took like, you know, 2-3 days. He goes, we just kind of got to know each other a little bit.
No,
He goes, dead serious. We just took the ride.
Wow, the damage to his car.
That had to be like thousands.
Yeah. I said, it was like a couple grand. I go, but dude, like, do you not realize that, like, I go, what do you do? The guy, guy gets dropped off, you start Ubering more people around in Florida? He's like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, what else are you going to do?
No.
Now, he could have been full of it, but.
It sounds like bullshit.
There was a story about this kid that went to University of West Virginia, and he was so drunk one night, he put in his Uber.
I heard this.
Yeah, where he put in his Uber back to North Jersey, and the Uber took him. And the kid woke up in the Uber, and he was back home. And he was like, what?
Our friends at Eclean Bro paid for that. Paid for the Uber.
Are you kidding?
Swear to God, they paid for the kid's Uber. Because they were like, oh, good job not driving drunk.
Oh.
But the guy just went in and clicked home, passed out in the car, woke up in the back of the car, and he's like, where are we going? He's like, going home. We're like halfway there.
No.
Yeah. Like a 9-hour drive. Something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. They can't decline it? Like, I would decline so many, I feel. That's probably why.
I think you can. But, like, you don't know until you pick them up. So, every once in a while, like, I've had that happen to me. Where I would get into an Uber and they would say, are you going to the city? Now, I'm in Hoboken. I'm looking at the city. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't go to the city. Because people don't like to drive in it.
Yeah. So like me. I don't like to.
All right. Well, what is that? You know, so you would end up. I actually one time wrote like, and I'm not a Karen like that. I'm not a Yelper that's like on there, like writing reviews about stuff. But one time I was furious because like I leave like an hour early to go to a meeting and I had two or three Uber drivers all do the same thing and say they weren't going to New York.
Right.
So I write to Uber. I'm like, dude, this is a joke. And honestly, it's their fault. Like the Uber's fault. Like, how do you not tell them where they're going?
Yeah.
Because right. I'm not trying to get somebody, like if I'm out in the woods and I got to wait 30 minutes for a car to pick me up and they won't bring me to where I want to go.
Well, yeah, they should have a thing where it's like, is this a distance drive over 30 miles or 20 miles or is this a local drive? Like you should have to pick that when you're picking your Uber. So this way you can eliminate those Ubers that don't want to go very far. Just give them the option. That's like a terrible game to play to somebody. If I had to be the driver and then I didn't know where I was, like, wow, the anxiety I would have, like, where am I going to be going? Like, what if you don't want to go where this person's going?
It's crazy.
Also, like, the anxiety of who's going to get in your car.
And yeah, like, well, why does this person want to go there? Like, but you also know? Like, oh, I would be, oh, I don't know. I kind of think I'd like it.
Or young kids, you're picking up kids at a bar and, like, the fear of them throwing up in your car.
Yeah.
I would want to see the drama unfold with some of these things. And like spy. I've been in a car
where someone threw up once.
Yeah, I feel like I have too.
Yeah, but not from like even drinking. They were just like
ill?
Sick.
Ew.
Yeah. I've been in an Uber where I thought I was going to throw up once.
I would throw up in an Uber because I don't like driving in the back seat. So I would be the person that probably threw up.
Another one of my favorite things I like to do in Ubers. How did we get here? Not sure.
No.
But when we would travel, I would get into an Uber. We did this in Washington, D.C. one time, and we did this in San Francisco one time. And I would start giving, like, a tour. So we'd drive around D.C., and me and my brother and some of the people we were working with at the time were all, like, in the car. I don't know what's going on with me today. Anyway.
Do you have the vid?
Nah.
You got COVID? The Rona? Are you passing your Rona this way?
COVID. I had two COVID tests in the last 10 days.
Got it?
Two COVIDs. No,
the COVID.
Not
did you,
COVID.
The Kevin Hart special, he calls it the, what do you call it? The vid. Because he said it sounds really intense. It's true. Vid.
That's
anyway.
Nice. No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's so funny. Anyway. People don't like it, but anyway. The vid.
So I'll start giving a tour. So okay. We're around D.C. and like we'll pass like, you know, the Lincoln Memorial. I'm like, oh, here is like the site of like the first, you know, Blockbuster. Like whatever. Like really random shit. And every once in a while, you get an Uber driver that freaks out. Like this guy does not know what he's talking about. Oh, blah. It's a fun game to play.
Anyway, yeah, I don't Uber really, but it does sound fun. There's a lot of drama that happens in Uber, which makes me think that I would enjoy being an Uber driver to listen to the drama.
I think you would be a great Uber driver.
Yeah, I would love to listen to it and see what's going on, see where they're going, and they'd be like, wait outside a little, maybe. A stalker Uber driver, that would be me. Stalk them, see where they're going to go. But you know, like I said, I don't Uber. I would like to hear all the funny Uber stories, though. I feel like there's some good ones.
Oh, we could put that out there.
We could put that out in the universe.
Yeah,
I feel
like there's some good ones.
Dear Albie World.
Do we have any announcements for the fine people before we sign off, Jules? Anything you want to tell them?
Well, we got some exciting Christmas episodes coming up.
Do we?
Yeah, we're even planning a live show.
I feel like we say this.
No, it's real.
It's real. Mm-hmm. I can confirm.
What is it?
I've been in talks with people. It's going to be a virtual live show that we're going to do at the end of our Christmas spectacular episode week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds. I don't even know about it. I don't even know.
Yeah, we had a meeting with our producer, Nando, and we're in talks with other people about it. So it's happening, guys. I'm going to make it happen.
I want to hear
be,
about it.
It's going to be good. Hey, Dad.
Oh.
Hi, Mr. Oh, wait.
Oh, look, we have a visitor. Join us. Join us.
You're just done. You're finished.
No. We didn't say anything of importance yet at all.
Do you you have anything you want to say to everybody real quick? I mean, we're about to sign off, but it's okay. You can jump in there. Give everybody.
I would like to hear.
I was actually going to see if you were around for episode two.
I'd like to see what he has to say.
It's just so random. I don't have anything to contribute right now.
I have something to contribute. Maybe it'll spark the conversation.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to give my own letter. I'm going to write in.
Wow.
And you guys are going to give me some quick advice. Do you want to save this?
What's your headline?
Do you want to save this,
no,
or
you
want,
go
should
ahead.
I just drop it on everybody?
Yeah, just drop it on everybody.
Okay.
Now.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has Instagram, I'm assuming, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say something in your stories or whatever, like you're posting a picture of something. I don't care what it is, you know? Food. Let's say it's food.
Yeah.
You're going to get 1,000 messages. Let's be realistic. You're going to get like 60 messages saying, oh my God, post the recipe. Oh my God, let's, you know, something. Where'd you get that? Whatever it is. So then the person, in this case myself, will say, hey guys, a lot of you have asked me for this recipe. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Immediately, you're going to get backlash like, oh, I'm sure people asked you for the recipe. And then you're like, now you're a dick. But if you don't respond, mm-hmm. then you're a dick to those people. Or you're going to sit there and go down those 60 people and individually post the recipe in every single comment.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like a dick. You know what I mean? So tell me, people. What do you want? What does the community and others, mostly it's friends that bust your balls about it, mm-hmm. but other people do bust your balls about it. What do you want to do? What should I do? Should I not respond? Should I say it? Should I not? Like,
Candace is in the middle of a fame problem.
No, it's not a fame issue. It's not a fame issue. It's anybody. Like my one friend who doesn't, you know, she's not like big into Instagram or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
She did the same thing. And she said, she goes, I felt like an asshole saying it. Like, what's the proper segue without sounding like a total asshole?
No, you could say that, but you're going to sound like a total asshole. The biggest reason is because you will eventually, inevitably, be like, here's something I want to talk about and nobody's asking me. Because I know whenever I see somebody like, for those asking,
yes.
I immediately.
Did anybody even ask you?
I immediately am like, no one asked.
No one asked you.
But here's what I would just say.
That's what I think, too.
If you're getting a lot of people saying, oh, hey, post a recipe, I would just at the end of that be like, here's a recipe for. Also, I tell you another thing that people do.
But then they're like, nobody asked for your recipe, you asshole.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'd rather just do that and just say, hey, if you know, if you were wondering.
You're
no,
an
not
asshole
even. Like,
either
here
way.
You go. Like, or just embrace the asshole.
You're an asshole either way. You're
embrace
an asshole,
asshole
if nobody asked you. And if they did, it's like, oh, you think you're so cool because people ask you. Like, what do I do? Do
that,
I just not say
what,
anything?
What do you do, Dad, when your when your fan base floods you with questions?
As you probably figured out, I really don't post anything. Although I am
you do
on
comment
every day.
And
I'm
you do comment.
Every day. I check what everybody's saying every day, pretty much. Hey, you know,
Dad, do you know that you don't have a picture?
Yes, he does not.
Yeah, I just don't, you know.
Like, you don't have a profile.
We
you're
should
an
get
egg.
Him a picture.
Yeah. I don't care much about commenting because I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's here.
That's why I want you know, him here.
He's here.
So that's pretty much the reason.
Oh, wait, real quick. We have to talk, and I really, I'm considering even having her on, and maybe we even call her. Do you guys know what happened with my grandmother at Lauren's Salon?
Oh, my God. Do you know about this story?
Do you know about this story,
this
Dad?
This was
yeah,
the best story.
Only because I look at Instagram.
Yeah.
I do. She, or maybe it was a video that Lauren sent directly to me.
It was.
I'm not sure. But it really is Instagram worthy. I think it should go up on Instagram.
100%.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Jules, you're going to love this. Okay?
It was the best.
So Grandma, I am a religious seltzer and club soda drinker, okay? Mm-hmm. And it comes from my grandmother. My grandma, when we were young, had all kinds of different seltzer, and she would just drink it, right? Like, you know, like it was always like, you know, just like a raspberry seltzer, like a lime thing, whatever. Just like, you know, whatever she was drinking.
My mother's the original foodie. You know, like she just loves food and has always like lived to feed people. So
she just had like a lot of different things, right? It was like a Perrier thing, like
yeah,
a like a
cool.
Canada Dry, whatever it was. Like she didn't really care. So she pulls up, okay, drives, to my sister's salon. And she sits down and she has a can of seltzer with her. Okay. So she's sipping from a straw, like while she's getting her hair cut, the seltzer. And everyone's looking at her like, what in the world are you doing? My sister goes in, takes a video of her, sends us the video. And in this video, it goes, Grandma, why are you in the salon drinking a White Claw?
No.
She goes, it's a seltzer. She goes, no, like Danielle. So my cousin, I guess, was at her house, brought a pack of White Claws, put them in the fridge. My grandma thought it was seltzer, has been driving around.
She drove drinking, with it. She drove White Claw.
She had no idea.
To the salon.
And then she's in the salon. She goes, oh my God, I had no idea. I thought it was just a regular seltzer.
So God only knows how many she drank before it, like other times, other days. She drove there with it in the straw, drinking it all casually while she was driving.
Like, all cute.
Yeah, all not even knowing. And then took it into the salon and was drinking it as she got her blowout through her mask with the straw. And we were all like, what?
And then Laura told her. She was like, oh, my God.
She
was appalled. Take it away.
She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it.
Like, you know how gangster that is? Like, you just roll it up.
Yeah, she just
roll it up
good.
Into the salon. And all the girls, like, hey, girls. Like, yeah. Everybody had
we
to be like, what in the world?
Next week she'll probably drop to the salon with a bottle of Jack Daniels yeah, in a draw.
Like, yeah.
Like, and Graham doesn't drink.
Yeah,
like,
that's why it was funny. Not,
like, she might have a little glass of wine here and there, but she legit, like, just thought it was seltzer.
Thought it was
like,
seltzer.
Really
truly
enjoying
loved
herself,
it.
Getting a blowout, wow. Drinking a White Claw.
Just loved the taste. She said
just
it was delicious. And then she was sad it was over. She goes, oh, well, I can't drink it now. Well, I was like, well, at this point. Drink it, finish it, you know? She's like, oh my God, couldn't. Tried to get Tina to drink it. She goes, Tina, you drink. She's like, I can't have it work. She wants her to drink the White Claw. It was the funniest thing
crazy.
Ever.
How much alcohol is in a White Claw?
I don't know, but I mean, Grandma Nina,
problem.
I can't imagine, yeah. Wouldn't be so able bad. To down them.
No, but I mean, like, but it's like a seltzer. Like, yeah. You're not really downing seltzer anyway.
No, she was sipping it through a straw. Very regal.
I gotta send you the video. It was fantastic. It was so funny.
It was great.
That's amazing.
It was funny.
Anyway. Well, we're going to we'll have some updates for you guys on the holiday show very, very soon.
Okay.
I'm going to have myself maybe an espresso or something. We'll
okay.
get back down here for round two.
Okay.
All right? Bye, guys.